KSO is Iowa's first radio station. Wasn't always KSO. It wasn't always at 1460 on the radio dial, nor was it always in Des Moines. In fact, when the station started broadcasting July 21st of 1921, its call letters were 9CNF, and it was operated by Coe College in Cedar Rapids as an amateur station. The following year, it began broadcasting with its first commercial set of call letters, WKAA, with 100 watts of power at 833 on the dial from the home of Harry Parr, the manager of the Lincoln Hotel in Cedar Rapids. At that time, there was no Federal Communications Commission, so the Bureau of Navigation of the Department of Commerce was responsible for licensing broadcast facilities. In November of 1922, the Republican Times began underwriting what would later become KSO as a commercial venture. Through the early years, the power rose and fell from 50 watts to 100 watts to 250 watts as it occupied a variety of spots on the dial, including 1120, 1080, 780. It then began sharing time at 1310 on the dial with KFGQ in Boone and KFJY in Fort Dodge. By 1931, John and Mike Coles of the Des Moines Register and Tribune newspaper interest acquired the station, as well as the Sharetime station in Fort Dodge, ultimately taking that station off the air so that the precursor to KSO could have those operational hours. By 1932, KWCR, as it was then called, swapped dial positions with commonly owned WIAS in Ottumwa and began broadcasting at 1430 on the dial, where it stayed until March of 1941, when the frequency was once again changed to 1460 as a result of the NARBA treaty, which changed the frequencies of many of the North American radio stations. In March of 1935, KWCR became KSO, and later that year moved to Des Moines to share a transmitter site with then-sister station KRNT. By 1938, operating from studios in the R&T building, KSO identified itself with the phrase, "Always a good show" on KSO. The call letters KSO stood for the position, "Keep Serving Others," a legacy that has lived to almost the 1990s. In 1943, KSO's transmitter towers were demolished, providing 55 tons of surplus steel for the war effort. KSO broadcast from the KRNT towers for several years until 1948, when it began broadcasting from our present home in Delaware Township. The R&T sold KSO to newspaper executive Kingsley Murphy, and from 1944 to 1966, there was a parade of owners for KSO, including Murphy Broadcasting, L.S. Ayers and Company Department Store, BFR Station Group, the Whitehall Stations. Network affiliations changed many times, from the NBC Blue Network to the Iowa Network to Mutual to CBS to ABC. From 1956 to 1966, KSO was without a network affiliation when it rejoined the ABC Network, a position that was maintained until early 1988. On November 8th of 1966, Stoner Broadcasting purchased KSO, and by early 1974, it began its highly successful Great Country Music format. Mutual returned to KSO in early 1988, coming back to the station that at one time was the switching station for all Mutual broadcasts west of the Mississippi. As you can see, radio is a changing business, and as KSO faces the 1990s, more changes are coming. In the next few days, the call letters of KSO will disappear from broadcasting forever, to be replaced by KGGO AM. The country music will be shelved for rock and roll, but the legacy of what started as 9CNF will live on. The programming of KGGO FM is number one rated in the Des Moines market. And now you too can experience Des Moines' best rock and roll on KGGO from KSO, Des Moines.
Serving the universe from downtown Berwick. This is the hot rocking, flame throwing, booty kicking, steam rolling, corn shucking. KGGO, Des Moines.